A community herb garden in Greensboro is helping students and community members reconnect with plants and stay healthy by learning how to cook with fresh herbs. Research shows households that participate in a community garden regularly eat more fruits and vegetables than those who do not. Horticulture lecturer at AC&T University, Odile Huchette, says so far her students have planted more than 50 different types of herbs and worked with a chef to learn how to cook them.
Because of such a diverse group, and they have all these different flavors and smells. So that makes them very exciting plants to work with. They can be grown in containers in urban spaces. There's no need to have large garden area for them.
She adds herbs are a great way to learn how to use what you can grow to keep your body healthy. The work was supported by a $6,000 American Heart Association Community Health Mini Grant, made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. The grants are designed to focus on food security, community health education, and hypertension management during the pandemic. Huchette points out that the majority of students come from urban areas with little experience with plants and agriculture. She says programs such as community gardens can give young people the skills they need to be agricultural leaders.
A herb garden can be, in that regard, a great way to support expansion learning for them, but it actually is a much better way to engage them and connect them with the community.
She adds that culinary herbs have a host of benefits and notes scientists continue to discover compounds in plants that have positive effects on human health.
With the herbs, we can look at growing them, but also how to use them in cooking, and also understand their nutritional and health benefits.
Research shows many herbs and spices are loaded with antioxidant properties that may aid in cancer prevention and reduce the risk of developing chronic diseases. Nadia Ramlagan reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.